Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex is here. Let's say hi to Chase.
Hi.
See how we can help you out here, Chase. What happened? Tell us about Taylor.
Hi, guys. So, I went out with this really great chick named Taylor. And
hope you did not call her a chick.
It's not a good start.
Okay. Lovely woman.
Okay, there
Lovely
you go.
Lovely woman named Taylor. I'm sorry. I'm from California. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're both from California. We got along really well. Well, we went out for pizza, and everything seemed to go well except for the food. She didn't seem like she was too into the pizza or into the food, but conversation was great. We even went to, like, competing high schools. Our sports teams played each other and everything like that. We kind of had a few people in common. But when I, asked for a second date, she kind of ghosted me. She declined and was really kind of vague, and that was about it. I haven't heard from her since.
Well, if she declined the date, she didn't really ghost you. She just said she wasn't interested. So you really, this is more of you're trying to figure out what happened.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. It was just vague. So it was, there was never really any like kind of put off. So it was a no, but it was like an open-ended no.
All right. Well, let's call her and see if she will talk to us and find out what happened. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Right.
You bet. Hang on.
Isn't it funny when he called her a chick and then we said that he said he's from California. We're like,
Oh, yeah.
That explains it.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hey, hope we're not bothering you. This is Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio on Mix 94.7, and we're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Chase on the phone, and that's why we're calling you. He has sought our help, and we're just really trying to be the middle people here to find out what happened on your date with him. I know this is a little unique. You didn't necessarily ghost him. He just said that you declined a second date, and he thought that things went really well. So we wanted to see if we can assist him in finding out what happened.
Okay.
Hey. good morning.
It's just, hi. Sorry, it is going to sound bad, I guess, but so I have, like, everyone has, like, pet peeves, right? And I can't stand mayo, like mayonnaise. And I have a visceral reaction to it. And like, no offense, but like this dude put like mayo on like everything, to the point that he should have wrote like, I'm in a relationship with mayo on his dating profile.
That's awesome. Oh my God.
Wait, I thought you guys had pizza.
Yeah, he put mayo on his pizza. Like
who does
pizza
that?
And he asked for packets of mayo. And like not to like eat the crust or anything, but like straight up took a knife and like spread it all over his pizza. I was like, I had to like excuse myself to go to the bathroom because I was going to throw up. It was
gross. Weird.
And like I brought it up like kind of just to see, like, maybe it's, like, a weird pizza mayo thing, but he, like, eats it on his eggs or his, like, chocolate chip cookies, and it's just, like, it's a little too much. He's a nice guy, but it's just, honestly, it's, like, it was the mayo.
That's so weird.
Chase, what's up with your mayo fetish?
Yeah, she got me. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it actually made you feel ill, but I love
it's
mayo.
My thing.
I really do. I put it on everything. Like, if you don't knock it if you haven't tried it. You know what I mean?
No, I love mayo. Yes. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's probably my favorite condiment, but there's a time and a place. Like, I will destroy some mayo on a burger, but on my pizza?
Steak fries, too, or French fries. I love me some mayo on them.
You put mayonnaise on a sandwich, right? What's on a sandwich? Bread, tomato, meat.
Yeah, the same thing as a pizza.
And mayo.
I mean, that's a very good point.
That is true.
Damn, in your face.
I mean, that was hard.
Now I kind of want to try it.
Oh. I'm telling you, it's good.
And by the way, though, like, we dip our pizza in ranch.
Why could we dip it in mayo?
I mean, I don't know. He's kind of selling me on mayo more and more.
Okay.
Mayo bake.
But what about the chocolate chip cookies?
That's just weird. Yeah.
Okay, that's something like I watched someone do that with a Frosty, and I accidentally put it in my dipping thing for chips because I do the chips and mayo and ketchup. And I dip my cookie accidentally in the mayo and ate it, and it was phenomenal.
Were you watching my 600-pound life? I mean, that sounds really bad.
Well, there you go, Chase. I mean, it's your love of mayo. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily you, per se, because you thought that you were cool. But, Taylor, are you saying that that's just too much of an obstacle to overcome?
It's just like, you know, I don't to like pick between me and mayo, but like there's no mayo in my house. Like I can't smell, I can't look at it. It's just like so gross. Yeah.
I can bring my own. I got plenty.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, it's too much.
Yeah,
I love that. What she
it's
said.
All right.
He's in a relationship with mayo at the beginning. That was awesome.
I'll put it on my Tinder page or my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Mayo lover.
Mayo lover.
If you don't love mayo, swipe left.
Agree to a date and I'll pick you up in my Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.